This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, it is the Talk Radio Countdown, the official overview of what's going on in the world of our fabulous format. It's the News Talk format, the News Talk world, and the heralding trumpet is sounded by Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Each week, he and his staff go through all of the stories that they're hearing and researching from stations, management folks, hosts, folks from far and wide. This is an important list, and so it appears at talkers.com every weekend for you to peruse, and also it's on our website, the Good Day Show website. So have yourself have a little time to understand what's going on conversationally with your friends and neighbors. So, Michael, you can be the friendly neighbor. Just like Mr. Rogers, you're the Mr. Rogers of News Talk Radio. You can go through the list, the story list, and the people list, if you
please. Okay, all right. I'll jump in here. Otherwise,
you got your sweater on.
Yeah, I may as well continue this conversation. LGBTQ rights at number 10. Number 9, abortion rights. At number 8, race relations and immigration are tied. At number 7, COVID-19. And Biden tests positive is part of that story. Russia-Ukraine war is at number 6. The economy is at number 5. At number 4, we're having a heat wave all around the world, and global warming is brought back to the front burner, no pun intended. Crime and gun control at number 3. Number 2, partisan politics and elections. And number 1, the January 6th committee hearings. And those are basically the 10 biggest stories or a group of stories being talked about in News Talk Radio across America, according to Talkers Magazine. The people that are being discussed as part of those stories. At number 10, we have a tie between Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar. Vladimir Putin is at 9. Elon Musk still hangs around. He's at 8. Hunter Biden, the subject of scrutiny, at number 7. Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom continue to share a spot together. At this point, it's number 6.
They are a payer.
Mm. At number 5, Dan Cox. At number 4, our friend Steve Bannon. Friendly fellow.
You're a friend, yeah.
And I've dealt with him, and it's not fun. At number 3, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, not to be confused with Kissinger. Mm-hmm. At number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden. And that's about the best we can focus the snapshot of this week's conversation on the bellwether of American public opinion, News Talk Radio.
I want to send Steve Bannon to a barbershop. And then I want to give him a bottle of some kind of shampoo. He just looks dirty.
Yeah. Do you think that he is dirty? Do you think that he looks dirty? Do you think that he wants to look dirty? Do you think he can't help it? What do you think is the deal with his grooming?
I think that people tell you a lot about themselves by the way they look. I think that's pretty much, you know, what is it? You can't tell a book by its cover. I think in some cases, frankly, you can. And so, draw conclusions. Probably not the most important way of looking or listening to him. Frankly, I think he's passé. I think all of this stuff, with number one, the committee hearings, the stuff that we saw toward the end of the week on Thursday night with all the networks carrying the hearings and the video of Trump. My question to those of you who are Trumpers, how, after all of this, when you see these videos, that you can't, they haven't been edited, I suppose some people are going to claim that they have been. How do the Trumpers hide from this stuff now? And is it taking its toll at the box office, or is it taking its toll when it comes to some of the primaries? I noticed that in Maryland, somebody that Trump supported won the primary, the Republican primary there this week. But then there are people all over the country who are saying, yeah, I'm tired of Trump. He's done. He's finished.
Well, the question is going to be is how do these Trump-supported candidates, how will they fare in the general election?
Right.
That's really the issue.
If they hang their hat on Trump, and after all of this stuff, I wouldn't be hanging my hat on Trump, would you?
I can't speak for these people. I don't hang my hat on any politician.
That's
so.
Yeah, right.
So no, I wouldn't say, but I would say that people don't always think what they say. People harbor, you know, their own thoughts and the sanctity of the voting booth.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that when you were a kid, you know, it's who you vote for is your business. We don't really deal with that as much publicly anymore, but I think privately people still keep it to themselves.
Yep.
And some of the real sharp pollsters say that Biden couldn't get elected dog catcher in America unless he runs against one person. There's only one person Biden could beat, and that, believe it or not, is Donald Trump.
Yeah, great.
So think about what the implications of that are.
And what does that tell you about who really is in charge or who ought to be in charge or who's qualified to be in charge?
But let me tell you what I think about the implications of the January 6th hearing. Here's the committee and the nation are stuck between a rock and a hard place. The rock is, how do we let Donald Trump get away with what are obvious crimes, abuse of power as president, and dereliction of duty at least, at best, versus the fact that he has a critical mass of followers. Do we let me finish.
Okay.
Do we let him get away with it? Both have consequences. Mm-hmm. If you take a popular political figure and you put him in jail, or you put him up on crime charges in a jury, you know, in a trial, that will create all kinds of turmoil. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, it will create turmoil. So what kind of crisis are we facing in terms of, you know, the hokey pokey? You put your left foot in, you take your right foot out, then you turn it all about. We're in the hokey pokey, and that's what it's all about. We can't, we're going to twist ourselves into a pretzel one way or the other in terms of our society with this situation.
That's a very interesting and compelling overview of the story. And it is that when you think about it that way, there's no escaping the conundrum, the turmoil this guy has created
around
himself, for himself. It's not about that. He's not leading the country. He's doing this because this is what he wants to do. He thinks, not that he hasn't accomplished some good things, because he certainly has, but why is he doing it? Is he doing it because he's a great American and he wants to help America? Or is he doing it because this is the last leg of the journey for him? He's done everything else he wanted to. I want to be president now. Okay.
Yeah, and the point is, at what cost? At what cost?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, doing
things...
Are you
thinking about yourself or are you thinking about the country?
Right.
That's the question, right? Isn't that the question?
Yeah, well, that's certainly within the GOP. They're saying we can do the things that he did well and avoid the cost of all the things that he did terribly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the real discussion going on behind closed doors within GOP circles. You can be sure they want to get rid of him.
Yeah, certainly they do.
But they're facing the same problem.
Up? Yeah.
Some people say DeSantis is Trump with brains.
Yeah. I think Trump has some brains. I just think it's a whole. There's so many more things into the equation besides his brains. Like we've successfully taken a great system and befouled it between social media, the so-called news media that's so biased, so one-sided. People are walking around talking to themselves because they don't really know what the truth is. They don't know what's going on. They know what they think they believe, but then what, you know, with the truth factor, you know, you have Snopes, supposedly that tells you, nah, that's bias too. There's not. How do you get away from bias?
Well, there's always been bias. The problem is there has to be bias with integrity. There has to be bias with goodwill. When there's bias with no integrity and bias without goodwill, then you have terminal polarization. Then it becomes a cancer.
You know, Ed McMahon told me once when Richard Nixon asked him to manage his inaugural affair, the big inaugural event, the night of him being put into the presidency, Ed said to me, he doesn't know what my politics are. He just asked me because I was well known. And during his, I was very close, very good friends with Ed McMahon the last 15 years of his life. I didn't know what his politics were. I never asked him. I had my guess because I knew where he came from. But I didn't know. His daughter and I were good friends, and I asked her. She said, he'll never tell you. And Johnny Carson was the same way. People were, they didn't, look at these clowns that are on late night now. It's all about, we're going to get Trump and how funny he is. And they're not funny, and the stuff isn't funny. All it does is tear at the threads of America. It's not constructive. It's not helpful. Does it start with them? No. Do they have a responsibility to take care of us in a way, or to do their jobs in a way that makes it more palatable to just, you know, have to make your observations but not know where you're coming from? It's just so one-sided, so much bashing on Trump. I find it distressing.
Well, you were bashing on Trump a few minutes ago.
I know I was, but it wasn't the same as the guys who go on the air every night and beat him up at everybody's expense. I don't know. I just feel... I hear what you're saying, but I don't feel like I'm doing it the same way they are.
Well, they have bigger audiences than you do.
Yeah, they do. That's true. All right. Here's a question. Did you know that two out of three men experience hair loss before they're 35? Do you want to gamble with your hair? You want to flip the odds in your favor and save your hair? Here's a new outfit called Keeps, K-E-E-P-S. They've clinically proven with the hair treatments that are available and FDA approved that they can save your hair. So whether you want to look better, you want to prevent hair loss, you want to stimulate hair growth, whatever it is to take care of your hair, all you have to do is go online to Keeps, K-E-E-P-S.com. And if you got questions, they'll answer it. They're on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They don't have to go to a pharmacy. You don't have to go to a waiting room. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost of other things that are touted as being personalized hair-saving routines. So, again, if you have been sort of, you feel like when balding jokes are around you, you take it personally, you can join the thousands of men who have saved their hair by visiting Keeps.com. That's Keeps.com/Doug Steffen. Get 50% off your first order. Keeps, Keeps.com/Doug Steffen. S-T-E-P-H-A-N. Spell it out that way. Keeps.com/Doug Steffen. Save your hair.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here. So check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or the new Strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
And Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Tide presents Laundry Truths, Cold Hard Savings.
Oh, hey, about to start a load. On hot? You know, washing in cold water with Tide can save you up to $150 a year on your energy bill. $150? Go on. The lower the temp, the lower your bills. Simple. Plus, Tide Pods are designed for a powerful clean, even in cold.
Wow, cool tip. Get it?
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Turn to cold and save with Tide. Energy savings based on average from switching from hot to cold in non-AC machines.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine with the overview of these top 10 stories. The economy is number 5 this week, and I've noticed not only questions about what's going on with the cost of gasoline and how we've been gouged and how the oil companies have done everything except almost admitted that they're gouging because the impact of the Russian-Ukrainian war. I suppose there are two things here, Michael, number 5 and number 6. People were blaming the war on the cost of gasoline. And so when people are analyzing what really is going on now, the people that Gas Buddy and those guys that watch the cost of gasoline, it was the gouging done by the major oil companies was outrageous isn't a good enough word for it. Criminal.
Well,
right?
And I thought the oil companies were our friends.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. I must have missed that.
Yeah, well, they say they are in their commercials.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we'll help you go farther and faster. That's what into bankruptcy.
I mean, you know, who's not suspect of being crooked? Who's not suspect of taking advantage? And meantime, if you remember 3 weeks ago, poor President Joe Biden has got his issues. He was ridiculed and made fun of when he said that the gas companies, the oil companies, were gouging. Oh, he's blaming them for his mistakes in terms
of
the economy.
Well, he did make. There's this truth to both sides of that argument because he didn't do enough to make sure that we were being, we're exposing ourselves to as much oil as we can. We got plenty of it.
The point is, when everybody's wrong, nobody's right. And therefore, it's very easy to blame the other guy. You cherry pick what you want to blame the other guy. You don't talk about your own problems, your own contribution to the problem. And it just goes on and on. That's what we're living in, a time where both sides or all sides are blaming the others rightfully. They're picking all the things that they do and they don't look at themselves. That's the problem.
The carcass of the American economy. Okay, so the next big question, which is beginning to emerge for home buyers, is what are you going to do? Because there is a huge shortage of homes in America. That's why there was a housing boom, because the building plus the low interest rates, all of that stuff pushing the purchase and or refinancing of your mortgage. Now you can't do that because the rates are going higher and higher. It was last year at this time, the mortgage rates were at a 22-year low, and now the market is getting sluggish because the rates have gone up. It's not because of lack of desire or need, but people don't feel like the interest rates. I have a floating mortgage on my house, and the interest rate went up to the point where it's cost like $3,000 a month more than it did as we get started with this program. So, hello, hello.
Oh, my God, you poor guy. You're like a poor old man on a pension, on a fixed income. I hope that you're okay. No, but what it does, the whole idea, you used a term that's interesting. You called it the housing boom, like everybody's making money. When the prices go up, that means people can't afford to live, and people who have a piece of property can't afford not to sell, except that they sell, they only have to pay more the next time around.
The next house. Right.
You can't even downsize. You downsize to a house. A lot of retirees want to downsize. You downsize, and you pay more for the downsized house than you made on your big house.
But the real estate guy,
everybody loses.
What they'll tell you is you'll make it up when you sell at the other end. But if it's your retirement house and your last house, maybe your children.
There's a lot of people in that situation. Eventually, somebody comes to the end of the line. I mean, you got to eventually hope for a payoff.
Right.
Otherwise, buying a house ain't such a great investment. Because it could be a money pit, as one of our colleagues.
Right. Tom Kreisler and his money pit.
Yeah, it's a money pit. If there is not a significant appreciation to your property beyond the obvious, you know, in terms of the value of it, well, if it's holding steady or going down, it costs a fortune to own a house.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Fed's announced unemployment claims jumped to their highest level in 8 months as 251,000 Americans filed for unemployment benefits for the week that ended July 16th. Twitter on Friday is expected to report a second quarter loss on higher revenue as the social media company prepares to battle Elon Musk in court this fall. Twitter's revenue is expected to rise to $1.32 billion in the second quarter. That's from $1.19 billion a year earlier. Amazon's latest move to help you in healthcare announced Jeff Bezos' founded company is set to capture new customers by delivering primary healthcare. Admittedly, Amazon will face plenty of regulatory hurdles and some challenges in gaining customers' trust, but it's ready to capitalize on its ability to cater to consumers' whims as well as patients' frustration with the way things run now. USA Radio News.
This is your captain speaking. You better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I noticed my passport was due to expire, so I went to Staples. I got a passport photo in 10 minutes, so we're good to go.
Now at Staples, get 20% off travel products when you purchase a passport photo. Get travel ready at Staples, your one-stop travel prep destination.
Hey, let me tell you about another time that Staples saved my caboose. That all started back.
N731, in-store only. Excludes Instacart orders, certain products, services, and technology. See StaplesConnect.com/services/travel for details.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry!
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Was that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz, a Republican from Texas, says it's utter chaos and we have open borders. The senator is calling out Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas as a liar.
Well, what he's saying is a flat-out lie. Last weekend, I brought seven senators down to the border. I've been to the border many, many times. It's the worst I've ever seen. It is utter chaos. We have open borders. We went out, first thing we did, we landed Thursday night. We went out on midnight patrol with the Border Patrol. You encounter group after group after group. It is a steady stream of humanity. There were two little girls in that group who were both 7 years old. They were both unaccompanied minors. They didn't have a parent. They didn't have a family member. They weren't sisters. They were just with a larger group. They had been brought over by violent drug cartels. When we were visiting with those two little girls, the Border Patrol showed us a patch of grass about 100 yards from where we were standing, where a couple of weeks earlier they had found two little girls aged 5 and 6 who had been violently raped by the drug cartels.
Sharks are treating New York waters like a restaurant, and New York state government is to blame. Great whites and other sharks have been coming close to Long Island beaches this year to feast on a particular kind of bait fish that has been flourishing in New York waters ever since the state legislature voted unanimously to preserve the species 3 years ago. With the population of Atlantic menhaden fish booming, sharks are coming right on in to feast. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Coast, border to border, around the world, people are listening to this program. Thank heavens for technology, otherwise nobody would know who we were, Michael.
Michael, they don't know who we are anyway.
Well, they know our names. They may know too much more about us than that. We're here to be, we are conduits of classic information here. The charts for the week of July 18th to 22nd being discussed by Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Steffen, who's the host of all kinds of programs.
Is that who you are?
I guess I am. I do this one and I do that one. I was doing this morning, earlier today I did a little piece for the American Family Farmer Show, which is basically a creation of you, encouraging me to do this.
And it's a great show, and you do a fabulous job on it.
Well, it's a passion, you know. It's one of those things that has come as a result of what I do beside this radio program. I have a farm, and the things that are a part of the farm are so important to me, and you recognize the passion when I'm talking about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you said, let's do a program on the farm. So, and I was, one of the things I was putting together this morning was a story on research that's been done that shows how humans interact with plants. And, you know, we actually did a story for the Farm Show this week on how being around animals helps to relieve stress. So this is just one step further. Plants can decrease stress and anxiety, increase life satisfaction, contribute to creativity and productivity. And what's gotten in the way of it is the heat wave. which is number four this week on the countdown list, the problems of global warming and where the weather is horrible and where it's hot. And we have, it seems, the extremes. Each time we talk about them, the extremes are more extreme.
Right.
So, you know, what do we do? Can we use that to our advantage? And in the case of the heat waves, yeah. But the plant world and the animal world is suffering because of the heat, not enough water. And, you know, there are a lot of people that go to the altar of global warming and climate change and say, look at this, it's all our fault, which is nonsense in my book. But anyway, so what do we do to put a good spin on something like this, Michael?
How is it going on global warming? Maybe it is partially our fault. We should at least be open to the idea. I think that the human race has a tremendous impact upon that which we call reality. I mean, we move mountains. We have an effect on the environment. Look at the skyline of cities. Those are created by those little ants we call humans.
Yeah.
So we do have an impact on things. Of course, what that impact is should be the subject of studies and discussion, not political weaponized debate. That's the problem, you know. Get me started.
Well, I think what I want to do is go back a little bit, or let's look at number nine, which is the continuing conversation about Roe v. Wade and abortion rights. You saw this week that a lady that runs a clinic has started a GoFundMe page to raise $20 million to buy a boat, a ship, a cruiser, and convert it to a health clinic and go out into federal waters, or not federal waters, what am I saying?
International waters.
Right. And provide surgical abortions, contraceptives, testing, treatment for things, vaccination, and they're going to start in the Gulf Coast, but they've got to be 200 miles off the coast of whatever, so you take a boat to get out there, or a helicopter or something. I'm betting that a lot of people will take advantage of this, but isn't it kind of sad that it has to get to this? It's kind of human creativity that makes this possible, but the other side of it is, what a shame.
Well, I tend to find that both sides in that debate are very passionate about their point of view.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And nobody is doing it because they want to be evil. Nobody's doing it because they want to hurt anybody. Both sides are viewing it from a different perspective and ultimately a different theological opinion. And it's a very difficult debate to pick sides in if you want there to be, unity and have us be able to exist together in terms of that polarization. But I don't think anybody is for or against abortion because they're a bad person.
Well, no, I don't either. I just think that whatever it is that drives you, I think some of the people, the way their tactics kind of reminds me of January 6th, they're a bad the bad tactics that are being used to curb the rights of people, I suppose. And again, what is it? Whose right is it? And blah, blah, blah.
That's the point I made. I mean, again, the rights of, it's almost, there's no clear-cut answer to this issue because there are mysteries to existence that we don't have a clear-cut consensus about. We don't all have the same religion. We don't all, worship the same God. We don't all have the same view of what it is to be alive and when life begins and the role of the government in protecting life. So the abortion issue, it's what it is also. It's very hard to legislate, to do legislation, to create laws that are largely unpopular.
Right.
Sometimes you have to go beyond the law and use social pressure. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it has to become a cultural thing rather than a legislated thing. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to have prohibition. It's very hard to tell people you can't drink. It's very hard to tell people you are not allowed to have an abortion. There are certain things that there's a critical mass of people that feel one way and the other. And when you have that situation, the laws are almost impossible to enforce, and they create black markets. It has nothing to do with what's right or wrong, morally immoral. It has to do what's doable in terms of a organized society. And that's something I figured out years ago. And this, the abortion situation is just that.
Pretty amazing. That puts a very interesting perspective on stuff in a way that people don't think about it. All right, let me go one step further with this sort of a discussion. Number three this week is crime on the story list from Talkers. You and I both live in Massachusetts, at least part of the year. And this week a judge has ruled that life sentences without parole that are handed down to anybody who's under 21 years of age are unconstitutional. Therefore, judges are being instructed when there is a, let's say, a charge against an 18-year-old, and they treat them, you hear this all the time, whether it's on television or read it in the newspaper or whatever, this child, 18, 15, whatever, is going to be treated as an adult. Well, that's okay until you get to sentencing. If the judge says, I'm going to sentence you because a lot of murderers are sentenced to life without parole, if you're under 21, you get convicted, you no longer will be able to do that. No more sentences, life sentences without parole. So what is that a deterrent? Does that make it easier? Do people think about it? I often wonder that. Do criminals even care about what judges say? You know, supposedly when you send somebody to jail, it acts as a deterrent. I don't think people pay any attention to that stuff at all. Do you?
To one extent or another, no. I do think some people, you know, will not do certain crimes so as not to pay the penalty. But no, I think a significant number of criminals don't think about the consequences. They just don't think about it. And it's especially hard for somebody who's 18 years old or 19 years old or 16 years old to think in terms of a lifetime. Their view of time and their view of the future is very different from somebody who's 40 or 50 years old.
Yeah, it just really is amazing how things have changed, though, so much. It used to be when you were, you know, 100 years ago, when you only lived to be 60, that at 18 you were a man. And, you know, how many, like Billy the Kid, he started shooting people when he was 15, 16. And so that, you know.
He was a prodigy.
Yeah, child prodigy and murder department. So here we go with the this week. This past week, we had the world. What was the batting championship? And then we had
the All-Star game.
The home run derby is kind of fun, and the All-Star game. The American League won that. So and then when you look at sports, and I know you love football, apparently. Some of the camps are opening up now. Can you imagine putting on a football uniform with all those pads and stuff for the heat that we are having?
It's dangerous, and football players die.
Yeah.
There are a number of cases, I don't know how many, not just in the pros, but college and high school players die. They just drop dead from the heat in those uniforms. Very difficult. That's also why the New England Patriots always lose in Miami, because they lose to Miami even if Miami is terrible. The only team that has beaten them more than they have is Miami, because they can't play in the heat. It's harder to play in the heat than it is to play in the cold.
If you can't stand the heat, the old expression. All right, so that's what's happening. You're going to be hearing us talk more, I'm sure, about football as we get closer to the season. It doesn't seem possible. We're in the middle of the summer already, 2022. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen back with a focus of what Michael is doing with his Michael Harrison interview this week right after these words.
Welcome to the Everyday Hotel. You'll be on the second floor, and your other room will be on the 14th.
Wait, we asked for connecting rooms? These are 12 floors apart.
We tried, ma'am, but technically they're only 11 floors apart. We don't have a 13th floor.
We can't be 11 floors away from our kids.
I don't see a problem.
Stuart!
When you want separate rooms, but not that separate, it matters where you stay. Only Hilton offers confirmed connecting rooms at the time of booking. Hilton, for the stay.
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, liberty, liberty.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated. Like
how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Tide presents Laundry Truths, Cold Hard Savings.
Oh, hey, about to start a load. On hot? You know, washing in cold water with Tide can save you up to $150 a year on your energy bill.
$150? Go on.
The lower the temp, the lower your bills. Simple. Plus, Tide Pods are designed for a powerful clean, even in cold.
Wow, cool tip. Get it?
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Turn to cold and save with Tide. Energy savings based on average from switching from hot to cold in non-AC machines.
All right, back with Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This week, the MH interview focuses on a fellow doing a program on a station in Memphis that's been around a long, long, long time. This is a great, this is one of those stations that played rock music, the AM station that played rock music back in the day.
The now Mighty 990.
Yep. All right, so who did you talk to and what did you get?
It's KWAM. The guy's name is Tim Van Horn, and he's a fascinating individual. He's a family man. He's a pillar of the community. He's a man of faith. He's a great father. He's just the nicest guy in the world.
Is he tolerant?
Very, very understanding, very open to discussion. It's a wonderful discussion. Part of it, we talk about the history of Memphis music. Part of it, we talk about what it's like to raise a child in today's noisy world. Mm-hmm. And part of it is a little bit about what it's like to do radio on a local level. And it's wonderful. I'm very, very proud of it. It's fascinating. And people can hear it at MHInterview.com.
All right, there's something else that you can see at talkers.com this week. A picture of Michael Harrison way back when. When I saw this the other day, I just chuckled because one of the great rock and roll disc jockeys in New York, Don K. Reed, passed away this past week.
Yeah.
There were a lot of radio tributes from those of us who've been around for a long time. Michael worked with Don K. Reed, so he published a picture of him and Don K. Reed as they were coming up, what was it, a Long Island station?
This is way at the beginning, way before Don K. Reed worked in New York. And I was the program director. I turned him into a rocker. And
Did you?
The morning. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I sort of discovered Don K. Reed. And it's a picture of the four of us, the original staff of WLIR, in the winter of 70-71.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how many years ago that was. On the roof of the building, we looked like the Dave Clark Five.
Yes. Your hair, those trench coats.
Yes.
Yeah, avail yourself of that. You want to smile, folks. Just go to talkers.com and you can find, you can go through all the things, the events of the week and news of the week about management, about hosts, and get down to the picture of Michael.
My head was twice the size.
Yeah. Well, it brings us around to understanding once again that the best of the talk world are people who have had music background. Those of us who've had that. Yep. Exactly.
Including Rush Limbaugh.
Yep.
Take
Limbaugh
care.
Was good. At, yep. 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Western themes of all time. Most people my age certainly get it, but it was the movie was remade first time around. It starred
Gary Cooper.
Gary Cooper, right, exactly.
Yes.
And then the second time around, Russell Crowe. Wasn't he in the second one?
I don't remember if they did it.
No, that was 12.
I don't think they did it.
That was 3:10 to Yuma was the one.
Okay, exactly.
Yeah, right, exactly. So the same story. All right, so we're playing the theme to High Noon, one of the shortest westerns, but one of the most impactful westerns ever made for all kinds.
And one of the most likable actors of all time, Gary Cooper.
Yeah.
Had a tremendous connection with the general audience. We play that because this week in movie history, July 24th, actually, 1962, High Noon opened in theaters. And I would bet in my mind's eye, I wasn't born yet, but I figure when people walked into a movie theater back in 62 to watch this film, it was a single screen movie theater, probably a big auditorium, a lot of people, and these movies played for quite some time in movie theaters. It was a hit and a classic. So this week in film history, I knew. One other this week in movie history I want to get to, Doug, before we talk about box office this weekend. Actually, July 24th, 1974, Death Wish opened nationwide, starring Charles Bronson. And that is a movie that really hit a chord back in 74. Graphic, violent, but sort of a sign of the times in New York City. And that movie became very popular and sort of launched Charles Bronson into the schlockier part of his career, doing a lot of violent, exploitative B-movies for the studio canon at the time. But Death Wish, he was a good actor, Charles Bronson, but they saw him in a mold, sort of the way that Liam Neeson has morphed into in the last 10 years after Taken, with a lot of these these glorified B revenge movies that he's taken that mantle over. But that Death Wish did very well back in 74, and it really made Charles Bronson a household name.
Yep. Well, there you go. Charles Bronson, some of these other Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson was the bad guy. I'd forgotten. I saw a little clip from one of the Batman movies last night, and I'd forgotten.
Yeah, Batman Begins.
Was the bad guy. Yep. Was the bad guy in that one.
He was. Yep.
Right. All right, so what are we expecting to do well this weekend at the box office, my friend?
Okay, here's the deal. Jordan Peele, who hit big with that movie Get Out a few years ago, this is his third feature, Nope. It is on target to be the biggest opening weekend of an original movie, meaning non-sequel, non-franchise, since the pandemic. It's going to do tracking around $50+ million opening weekend. Movie's polarizing. I didn't see it yet, but I have a couple people who saw it last night send me texts and said it was very interesting, but had serious scripting issues and ultimately thought it was a mixed bag. But there's a lot of people who like it, but it's going to make some money this weekend, which is good for theaters. Having said that, going forward, there's really only one more big high-profile movie throughout the month, like this month and even throughout August. That's Bullet Train with Brad Pitt. That comes out on August 5th. After that, the pickings get a lot slimmer, and I think theater owners are going to be not doing quite as well in attendance as they have been for the last 3 months, which has been pretty good. Doug.
Some of the movies have been holding up pretty well, though, so you know,
they are.
Kind of wait and see. All right, so the that's the story of this weekend. I noticed that there was an announcement made this week, season 3 of Bridgerton. Begins filming in London next week. A lot of familiar faces. Are you following this? This is a Netflix.
I do not. I do not.
Yeah. I wonder how many. We ask the same question all the time. How many of these things can be produced and be successful?
I just want to point out, I find this interesting. You know, yesterday in sports, right, the Arizona Cardinal quarterback signed a deal, $46 million a year to throw a football. And then I was equating that, because everybody always talks about star salaries in movies. Here's some of them. Tom Cruise, back-end deal with Mission Impossible Maverick will net him over $100 million. Apple TV, which makes movies, also features that will play on Apple, paid Will Smith, this is before the slap to Chris Rock, $35 million to do a movie called Emancipation. Leonardo DiCaprio was paid $30 million to do a Western for Martin Scorsese's Killer of the Flower Moon. That's also an Apple movie. Denzel Washington was paid $20 million for Equalizer 3. Joaquin Phoenix most likely will get $20 million plus for The Joker 2. A lot of money being thrown around, Doug.
Yep,
we
right.
need it, though.
All right, Chucker, thanks for the input. Chuck Curry, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.